Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, I will be restored. I shall be restored in the name of Jesus. By the grace of God, 2019 shall be a year of total recovery, a year of restoration, and a year of surplus in the mighty name of Jesus. This year happens to be, we theme this year at the beginning as my year of ease. And we discover that everything has been so easy for us. Everything has been so easy. We have testimonies. When we are closing this place, a close friend of one of our members told him, how many of you? How are you going to be paying the bills? Are you sure they will not send you out of that place within a year? But today, we did not only have ease in paying our bills, we have surplus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that surplus will reflect in our individual lives in the mighty name of Jesus. 1 Samuel 30:8-20. 1 Samuel, let's open our Bible to 1 Samuel 30, and we'll read from 8-20. Just follow me as I read. I'm reading from New King James Version. Are we there? 1 Samuel 30, we will read from verse 8-20. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Somebody will recover all in the mighty name of Jesus. In every area where we have been shortchanged by the enemy, we will recover it in the mighty name of Jesus. 9. So David went, he and 600 men who were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those stayed who were left behind. That is, some people stayed back at that brook. They were not able to cross the brook. But David pursued, he and 400 men. Remember, there were 600. So 200 stayed back. For 200 stayed behind, who were so weary that they could not cross the brook Besor. They couldn't cross that brook. I pray every difficulties in your life will cross over in the mighty name of Jesus. 11. Then they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David. And they gave him bread, and he ate, and they let him drink water. 12. And they gave him a piece of a cake of figs and 2 clusters of raisin. So when he had written, his strength came back to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk water for 3 days and 3 nights. Then David said to him, to whom do you belong, and where are you from? And he said, I'm a young man from Egypt, servant of an Amalekite, and my master left me behind. Because 3 days ago, I fell sick. We made an invasion of the southern area of the Sheritites in the territory which belongs to Judah, and of the southern area of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with fire. And David said to him, can you take me down to this troop? So he says, swear to me by God that you will never kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will take you down to this troop. 16. And when he had brought him down, they were spread out over all the land, eating and drinking and dancing because of the great spoil which they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from the land of Judah. Then David attacked them from twilight until the evening of that day, of the next day. Not a man of them escaped, except 400 young men who rode on camels and fled. David recovered all that the Amalekites has carried away. And David rescued his two wives. And nothing of theirs was lacking, either small or great, sons or daughters, spoils or anything which they had taken from them. David recovered all. Tell yourself you will recover all. Then David took all the flocks and herds they had driven before those other livestock and said, "This is David's spoil." You will showcase your testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, what are the three secrets that we can learn from this lesson? And these three secrets I call: one, total recovery; second, restoration; and third, surplus. These secrets are deep and they are powerful. Number one, prayer and fasting. Some people will be wondering, why did we declare prayer and fasting? Why do we have to fast always? We all know that North America will declare a fast in January. Redeemed Christian Church of God worldwide will declare another fast in March. Why do we need to declare local fast? It is because prayer and fasting is a secret for total recovery. The passage remarked, that passage we read, "And David inquired at the Lord, saying," you know, "shall I," that is David prayed. This means David prayed, "and the Lord answered him." God will answer your prayers. As the year runs to an end, I decree and prophesy, God will answer your prayers in all areas of your life. Brethren, the prayers we haven't prayed are the answers we haven't received. I'm telling you. And the answers we haven't received are the prayers we haven't prayed. James 5:16, towards the last part. "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." The comma there is righteous man. And Satan will put it in your heart. Am I righteous? The moment you have Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you are a righteous man. We're not talking about our own righteousness. We are talking about the righteousness of Christ that has been credited into our accounts. If you are a child of God, don't be deceived. Do not what? Be deceived. You are a righteous man. And the Bible is saying the effectual, fervent prayer of yours availeth much. So there are lots of stolen, missing, or hidden treasures waiting to be reclaimed and recovered. But the secret is in praying. Oh, that the spirit of grace and supplication will come upon us again, and that God will use us to pray as battering rams of intercession. Say amen. Zechariah 12:10. "And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me, whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for his firstborn." This was written thousands of years before Christ was born. He has been pierced. Do we look unto him? Do we pray? What are we saying in this is that prayer is the master's key and also a master key. It unlocks doors. It moves heavy gates. Prayer moves the hands that moves mountains. Prayer breaks the portals of heaven and unlocks the fountains of the deep. Luke 1:8, Jesus said, "Men ought always to pray and not what? And not faint." Most of things that Jesus himself, you know, achieved while walking physically on this earth were through prayers. I've always asked myself the question. I know that anything I say will come to pass. I know I am God. Why do I need to pray? But because he is working as a man on earth, he is always doing what? Praying. Eh? And yes, those of us who are mere mortals, we don't pray. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Unfortunately, one of the long-lost subjects in many churches today is the subject of prayer. A lot of believers hardly pray these days. I remember that songwriter. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. You cannot be a prey when you know how to pray. Today, I pray that the Lord will pour on us a fresh unction and soul agonizing prayers. Say amen. The Lord will hear and answer our prayers. And in this next 15 days that is left in 2018, God will yield and deliver the best to us in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a better amen. Amen. The second one, in that passage that we read, we have heard that David did what? What did he do for the first? He prayed. And that's why we are talking about fasting and prayer. You remember what happened at the foot, at the Mount of Transfiguration? You know, Peter, John, and James. They were with Jesus Christ on the mountain. And the transfiguration occurred. They saw Jesus in his purest glory. To the extent that Peter was so enveloped in that glory that he prayed to Jesus, don't let us go down. Let's just be, you know, abiding here or abiding. I don't tell you what abiding. No, abiding. Okay. Thank you. Let's just be abiding here. What happened to the remaining 9 disciples at the feet, at the foot of the mountain? They were all battling with a devil, a demon that they could not cast out. Why those 3 people were enjoying the best of things? Up, you will be up in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing will bring you down. No wonder that Yoruba song says, Okinimofe, Isaleti Sumi. You will be up always in the mighty name of Jesus. They were battling with the demon they could not, you know. And before Jesus now came down and cast out that demon, they went back to Jesus later. Why can't we do it? Jesus gave them 2 answers. One, because of their own belief. We all suffer from that. We all suffer from that. We will be wondering, can my prayer do anything? That's unbelief. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Number 2, Jesus also tell them, albeit though, this one can only be cast out by what? Fasting and prayer. So, not only prayer, we must add fasting to it. And as we do that, in this 21-day prayer and fasting that we are going through, there will be more discoveries in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. More breakthroughs in the mighty name of Jesus. Open heavens upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. Number 2, pursue. Pursuit. So I will say another key to total recovery, restoration, and surplus is pursuit. And the word pursue also means to attend closely upon, aim to secure, and so on. This is also true because the word pursuit in the noun form is the noun form of the word of the verb word, which says pursue. So in other words, if I must pursue, there must be something in pursuit. Or there must be something to do what? To pursue. There's that Igbo proverb that if you see a man, an elderly man running, if he's not pursuing something, someone is pursuing him. So a lot of us believers don't know what is missing. That's number 1. That's why we don't pursue. We don't know what is missing. We don't know what is stolen. We don't know what we have lost. Let alone need to recover. So what are we pursuing? What and what do we need to recover? What are our aims and objectives? What drives us? What is our motivating factor? So we must be target specific. That is where I'm going. We cannot have too many irons in our fire and expect to come away with something tangible. We are not jack of all trades, master of none. Hence, what we have lost that needs to be recovered in life must be identified. And we must be specific in our prayers. My advice is that we should stop chasing shadows. 1 Corinthians 9:26, Apostle Paul said, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so I fight, not as one that beats the air. You are not just boxing the air, no. So my advice is that we should stop running or praying in ambiguity. Let's stop praying in vague terms. Let's be specific about what we want. And the Lord Almighty will answer our prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray that the Lord will open our eyes to the areas of our dire needs and help us to recover to the last tiny detail in the mighty name of Jesus. The next 15 days will deliver for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Before this year runs out, anything, just be specific. Immigration papers, tell it to God. Fruit of the womb, tell it to God. Life partners, go to God. This is what I want. Let's be specific. Stop all those general prayers. God bless me. Yes, God will bless you. But what do you want? Even when they brought Bartimaeus before Jesus Christ knew what he needs. But Jesus Christ still asking, what can I do for you? He could have asked for alms, and Jesus Christ would have told Judas Iscariot, the treasurer, give him everything inside the purse. But the man said, I want my sight. God will give us the gift to be able to pursue in the mighty name of Jesus. So, the first one is fasting and prayer. Second one is pursuit. Number three, spiritual warfare. Look at that passage. 1 Samuel 30:9-10. So David went, he and the 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the Besor, over brook Besor. So the third key to total recovery and restoration is spiritual warfare. David and his men have to fight to recover all. We also need to engage the enemy in an arm-twisting duel until there is a release and total restoration of what is stolen, what is missing, or what is lost. There are forces, factors, structures that must be dislodged, both physically and spiritually, if we must recover and get total restoration of what the enemy has stolen. Remember Abraham, Genesis 18. When you get home, you read it. He has to fight the kings of Sodom to recover his nephew. Do you remember that story? He didn't just pray. He didn't just fast. He also stood up and pursued, and fought the war. Abraham was not a general physically. He just organized servants in his house and went after that king and recovered his nephew, Lot. Christianity is not a fanfare or a picnic. It is a life of constant warfare. And one of the allusions portrayed of the New Testament believer is that of a Roman soldier or a warrior. Severally, the Bible says things like, put on the old armor of God. Is that what the Bible says? Ephesians 6:11. Another one says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Ephesians 6:12. Like a friend of mine that I met in London, and there's a little problem in the family, between the husband and wife. And I was telling the wife, this is not a physical fight. Eh? This is not a physical fight. This is a fight you must fight on what? On your knees. May God open our eyes in the mighty name of Jesus. We are not wrestling against flesh and blood. That's Ephesians 6:12. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. 2 Corinthians 10:3. Then another one says, for the weapons of our warfare are not what? They're not carnal. 2 Corinthians 10:4. And in 1 Timothy, say, fight the good fight of what? Faith. We had that one this morning at the workers' meeting. 1 Timothy 6:12. So there are no demineralized zones in Christianity. Ah. Everywhere is militarized. That is why we must stand at guard at all times. There will be no need for weapons if there are no warfare. Territories are waiting to be taken over. Nations must be possessed. You know, monies must be recovered. And our honor and dignity must be restored. Fight until the enemy is put to flight. Today I pray the Lord will empower us. And I know that as he empowers us, we will be able to fight the raging battles and challenges of our life in the mighty name of Jesus. And God will give us victory in all forms, in all fronts of our life in the mighty name of Jesus. In this coming year, and this few days that is left, you will never be a victim in the mighty name of Jesus. At the end of the year, when the statistics is taken, you will never be found missing. You will never be found missing in action in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, you can see what happened for David to recover all and to have surplus. Let's arise this morning. Let's arise. Zechariah 12:10. And I will pour on the house of David. You can change it. Father, pour on me and my household the spirit of grace and supplication. Talk to God. Pour on me, and I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication, and they will look on me whom they have pierced. Father, that it will be only you that I will look on. I will not look unto man. Man will disappoint you. Pastors will disappoint you. I've always told people, I'm going to talk to my pastor. It's a lie. Pastor will disappoint you. I've heard the story of a woman who has no womb. By the time the pastor knew he has no womb, pastor started hiding from her. When she was able to knock down the pastor, say, pastor, but you are the people who said that nothing is impossible for God. That was the night that God answered her. Meanwhile, the pastor started running away from her. But why are you bothering me? So you don't even have womb. God created a new womb. She dreamt that night that a man, powerful, strong man, came out from the wall as she was sleeping and guarded her with a animal skin. She gave birth to a bouncing baby boy 9 months after. Somebody who has no womb. God created a new womb for her. So what is your problem? What we need is the spirit of grace, spirit of supplication. And they will look, that I will only look unto him that was pierced. Jesus has been pierced for us. Give me the grace to look unto you, only you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Only you. Only you, that my hallelujah will belong to you, so that no man will share your glory. So that no man will open his mouth and say, if not because of me. No. Father, pour on me the spirit of grace in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. 1 Samuel 30:19-20. And nothing of theirs was lacking, neither small nor great, sons or daughters. spoil or anything which they are taking from them. David recovered all. 20. Then David took all the flocks and herds that they had driven before those other flocks, between those other flocks, and said, "This is David's spoil." What does that mean? The spoil that those people are rejoicing over. David took everything. You know? These people have gone to work. Oh, they've gone to work. They've raided, collected everything. And David came to seize it from them. And David was able to showcase it. Say, "This is David's spoil." Ah, where is your spoil, brethren? David was able to showcase his own spoil. Can you also do it? Pray, "Father, my testimony will not elude me as the year runs to an end. I will showcase my testimonies in all areas of my life. For these few days, 15 more days to go." 15 more days to go. "My testimonies will not elude me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I will showcase these testimonies." David was able to showcase his own testimony. He said, "This is David's spoil. In my family, every one of my children, pray, everyone, in every loved one of yours, because you are here this morning, for that grace, they will all showcase their testimonies. They will showcase their spoils in the mighty name of Jesus." What are those areas that you think it is difficult? Some of us, when they tell us something, we say, it's not possible. There's nothing impossible for God. You will showcase your testimony. As the doctor told you that it's not possible, it is possible. Because there's no impossibility in the dictionary of our Lord Jesus Christ. "Father, for these few more days, 15 more days, and throughout 2019 and beyond, Lord, I will showcase my spoil. I will showcase my testimonies. Your word will be great in my mouth. The whole world will rejoice with me. In the mighty name of Jesus." Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Brethren, what is that specific thing that you want? Talk to God this morning. What is that specific thing? Remember, we say pursue. So that it's not aimless wandering now. You have something that you are pursuing. What is it? Is it an immigration paper? Is it fruit of the womb? Is it life partner? Is it financial breakthrough? You are the one who knows where the truth is pinching you. Talk to God, brethren. Nothing is impossible for him. God is still doing wonders. He is still doing wonders, brethren. He will do it wonders in your life. Have the faith. Let the peace overrun your heart this morning. Let the peace of God overrun your heart this morning. Let the peace of God overrun your heart this morning. Let the peace of God overrun your heart. In the areas of your health, talk to God. Challenges will come. No doubt about that. But you will overcome. When I started having strange dreams, I was even telling somebody, I think I was inside a coffin, and I was telling some people, I said, "Cover the coffin, cover it." And they refused to cover. I said, "Cover the coffin." Then they didn't cover it. Then I woke up. When I woke up, I said, "Me, coffin." David said 70 years. God said 120. I have not even reached any. So why coffin? The peace of God must run in your heart. And I said, I shall not die but live to declare. All those bizarre dreams I was having when I used that medication that my daughter prescribed for me. The joy of the Lord will not elude you. You will dance no matter the situation. Be specific. Talk to God. Father, Lord, I will not cry in my family. Mourning will be far away from me. Hunger will be far away from me. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is well with me and my family. It is well with the church of God. I will not mourn my children. None of us will mourn any children here. We will not mourn our grandchildren. In the mighty name of Jesus. The peace of the Lord that passeth all understanding is my portion this morning. It's my portion for this 2018. And in 2019, it shall be a year of total recovery for me. A year of total restoration. A year that I will showcase my surplus. As David did, I too will showcase my surplus. In the name of Jesus. In every area of my life that I'm trusting you for, Lord, I will showcase my surplus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Is there anyone here this morning? You do not even understand what we are seeing. You can only showcase your surplus if you have Christ in you. I want us to pray. Father, accept me once again. I declare that you are my personal Lord and Savior. Commit yourself into the hand of the Lord. Refresh that covenant this morning. So that your prayers are answered. Create in me a new heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' marvelous name, we have prayed. Father, you have heard the heart cry and the heart desire of your children as the year runs out. Everything that we have spoken to you about, let there be testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. In these last 15 days, let 2018 deliver everything that is meant for us in the mighty name of Jesus. There will be no carryover. In the mighty name of Jesus, I prophesy sound health. I prophesy financial breakthrough. I prophesy joy. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will showcase our spoils. In the name of Jesus, we will showcase our testimonies. Father, in the area of the fruit of the womb, Lord, open up the heavens for your children in the name of Jesus. In the areas of those that desire and all our children that are of marriageable age, Lord Almighty, open that area up for them in the name of Jesus. There will be no mismatch. Our children will not endure marriage, but they will enjoy it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in all areas that your children have spoken to you this morning, Lord Almighty, because you are the one that answers prayers, and you said that we should pray always and talk to you. You even told us how many of us that our children will ask for fish and we will give him snake. If those of us who are evil are able to give good things to our children, how much more you? Baba, every good thing that your children have asked this morning, grant unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for House of Glory. Thank you, Lord, for House of Glory. For we did not mourn anybody. None of us is missing. Father, continue to add unto us. Glory be to your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord.